praise is extraneous. If nobody admires an emerald, does that make it suddenly flawed? From Marcus Aurelius. Praise is extraneous. For those of you guys that don't know, extraneous means irrelevant. It doesn't matter. So if praise doesn't matter, what exactly does that mean? If nobody admires an emerald, does that make it suddenly flawed? I really like this quote from Marcus Aurelius. It's one of my favorite ones from his book Meditations, which I have read so many times. And I want to read you guys a thread that I had on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. And I wanted to formulate this in an episode because I thought this is very powerful. And for those of you guys that actually listen and take the time to understand this, it's going to be extremely valuable. I guarantee you. And if you don't find any value in this episode, you guys can unfollow. You guys do whatever. Because I know you guys will find something. So if praise is irrelevant and has no bearing on our admirability, why do most of us judge each other based off of how others see us and think about us? People think, if I don't get called attractive, that means I'm unattractive. But what would change if someone were to call you attractive? You wouldn't flip a switch one day and go from having low self-esteem to high self-esteem. In fact, many people think they're being tricked or punked. Why would that person say that? It doesn't make any sense, when in reality, they just got a genuine compliment. They just can't believe it. The truth is that beauty exists. It's just there. You don't need to bring something up to allow it to exist. If you say, that's a big room, it's an observation. You didn't make the room big by saying that it's big. It was big to begin with. Same thing with beauty, and honestly, every single thing in life. Beauty isn't something that appears because someone brought light to it. It's just there. Nature is beautiful. Not because people say it is, but because we think it is. It's individual. Everyone is different. It just is. It exists. It just is beautiful. Same thing with us humans. We're all beautiful and amazing people. Just because no one has noticed doesn't mean it ceases to exist. This is important to understand for yourself and those around you. You should not depend on others' admirability for you to justify your feelings. You don't need to be allowed to be happy. You can't wait for validation to fuel you. Rather, understanding that you are the way you are because that's just who you are. No one needs to notice. So that was my full-length thread on Twitter. It's just abundant_think. And I want to make this a little bit more simple for you guys. I was on a walk yesterday and I was thinking about how people always wait for praise in order to believe that they're worthy of something. And I want to make a more logical example. So pretend you're an accountant, right? You're good with money. You're an accountant. And nobody in the world knows, not a single person except you. Does that make you an accountant still? It does, right? Because fundamentally, you are an accountant. That's what you do for work. That's what you do 40 hours a week. Just because nobody notices it doesn't mean it's not true. I hope that makes sense. So just because nobody notices pretty much anything about you doesn't mean that it isn't a part of you. I can see how this can be taken a very bad way, that you might think to yourself, I'm an amazing person, but nobody calls me an amazing person, but I'm still an amazing person, right? You have to be able to be realistic with yourself, but understand how to work around this quote, right? It's very easy to be cocky and say to yourself, I'm the best in the world. And just because nobody notices it doesn't mean that I'm not the best in the world, right? Because I believe I'm the best in the world, so I must be. So I think there's a bearing between being humble and being realistic, but also understanding that you don't need proof in everything for you to think it's true about yourself. Going back to my previous example, I said, you don't need to bring something up to allow it to exist. And just because, or going back a little bit, if nobody calls you attractive, does that make you unattractive? You know what I mean? Because if you were to get called attractive, you wouldn't flip a switch. You wouldn't go from having low self-esteem to high self-esteem. If I'm sitting in this room, I'm extremely depressed right now because nobody finds me attractive. Nobody likes me, right? And then some person comes into the room and goes, hey, you're pretty attractive. I'm not going to get out of this depression and then start thriving in my life and doing everything I wanted to just because now I believe I'm attractive, right? That's not going to change. You need to believe something within yourself even when nobody else believes it, which is an extremely hard thing to do, but is worth so much. This kind of goes to any avenue in life. If you're doing something and striving to become good in a field and nobody sees it, nobody sees the vision, you need to be able to believe in yourself. I think the first step to building this skill is being able to develop your personality to the way that you're able to do the things you want to and not have to rely on other people to praise you for it. The quote, praise is extraneous, means that praise is irrelevant and doesn't do anything for you. If you get praise, it doesn't change anything. If I get called the best podcast in the world right now, nothing is going to change. I'm still going to have to upload on social media every day. I'm still going to have to upload episodes every week. I'm still going to have to keep track of all of my stats, how everything is doing, sponsors, etc. Nothing is going to change. And I think this is a very interesting frame shift, because I used to get really down about that because it was very hard for me to stay consistent, and I wouldn't get views on things, and it wouldn't be linear. I wouldn't get the effort that I put into it, if that makes sense. So if I worked hard on something, I wouldn't necessarily get the results back. But you need to understand that it's not a reflection necessarily. You need to be able to do it time and time again. It's kind of like rolling the dice. I heard this from somebody. They said, success is like rolling the dice. Every time you do something, you have a chance of hitting it big or making it. But if you never try it, you have a 0% chance, right? If I upload on social media every single day, there's a chance every day that maybe some more people are going to see it. Maybe instead of getting this many views, it's going to get more than that. You're rolling the dice every single day. But the days you don't post, you don't roll the dice, because there's no chance. There's zero chance of you being successful and getting a good social media post when you don't post anything, right? Like, how are you going to have a multi-million dollar business if you don't have a business to start with? No one needs to notice. I like the example that I said. I like the example that I said of the fact that if you say a room is big, you saying it's big doesn't make it big. Similarly, if I was to say, or somebody was to say to you, you're a hard worker, that doesn't make me a hard worker. Somebody could walk in a room, know nothing about me, and say, you're a hard worker. And that could be the furthest from the truth. If I'm working at Starbucks and I've just been sitting in the back for 3 hours on my phone doing nothing, and then I come out and start making drinks, and some person tells me, wow, you're working hard, that doesn't mean him saying that has no effect on anything, because you're going to know yourself that you're not working hard. But just because you're giving off the impression that you're working hard doesn't mean that. You want to be seen as the person who does things, not the person who's seen to do things. That's from Chris Williamson. And this is super important because it's all about perspective. That person who just said you're a hard worker, he saw that you were working hard, quote unquote. I threw up the fingers for those of you guys that aren't watching this. He thinks I'm working hard, but I just spent the last 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, however long, sitting on my phone doing nothing. And this has a lot to do with imposter syndrome, because you're going to know. At the end of the day, you're going to know, right? If you're going to sit in the back on your phone for 3 hours out of your 4-hour shift and work for the last hour, people around you might say, or people, obviously, if you're, your coworkers are not going to like you very much, but the people that are ordering are going to say to themselves, well, it's like, that guy's doing good, he's a hard worker, I respect him, etc. And they're going to go home thinking that, but it doesn't matter what they think, because deep down, you're going to know that you're not that guy. You're not that guy. You're not the person that you say and other people think you are. And that's where the imposter syndrome comes from. The imposter syndrome is feeling like you're, again, like an imposter, or you're in imitation of something. Where on the flip side, imagine you work for 3 hours and then you go on your 5-minute lunch break and somebody says, you working hard or you hardly working, right? It doesn't make a difference that he said that, because you know how hard you just worked. You know, I work at my gym back at home, and this happens to me a lot. Like, I'll clean a lot, I'll do all my work, I'll genuinely do a good job, and then I'll go on my lunch break, or I'll go to, you know, get some water, fill my water bottle, and some person, as a joke, obviously, would be like, working hard or hardly working? And then I kind of laugh, but it doesn't offend me because I know I'm working hard. You know, if you sat in the back for 3 hours and they say the same thing, working hard or hardly working, you know, they're joking, but at the same time, you're an imposter. You're not really doing the things that you're saying you're doing. And this relates back to the room, because you saying that the room is big doesn't make it big. Somebody saying you're a hard worker doesn't make you a hard worker. Somebody saying that you're a lousy worker that doesn't see exactly what you do doesn't make you a lousy worker. If your boss sees that you're not doing a good job and says you're not a good worker, chances are you're not a good worker, right? So you need to understand how this works. You need to play yourself around it. And yeah, You can't wait for the validation to fuel you because it won't. Validation isn't, you can't use it as a fuel because you run out so quickly. Once you get one compliment, you want another one. And then the compliment that you previously got just becomes a memory that, oh my God, I remember when that guy complimented me. That was such a nice feeling. It's like you're a drug addict waiting for the next high. You're like, when's the next time I'm going to get a compliment? When's the next time I'm going to do this? And you can argue that compliment's going to be an incentive based, so it's going to be a way for you to work harder just so you can get the compliment, but that's not a life you want. You don't want to get compliments for everything you do. Me personally, I'd rather do my own thing and know that I did it rather than have everybody else think I did it, even though I didn't. You want to be the person who's seen to do things. You want to be the person who does things, not the one who's seen to do things. My apologies. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really appreciate it. I've been trying to do these quote kind of style episodes more. Let me know what you guys think about them. And hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll catch you guys soon. Thank you.